Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This is our midweek update. This is the show that we put on that, well, talks about the stuff that didn't make it into last week's show and didn't make it into this weekend's show. And this hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. If you're looking for that brand new barbecue, you could probably get it if you order it today, just in time for Memorial Day. Check them out at monumentgrills.com. I've got a new Evanescence 405 that showed up. I'm going to put together here. I can't wait to cook on this thing. It's going to be so much fun, just right in time for Memorial Day weekend. I can't wait to use that new smart barbecue grill. As you can tell, my voice is pretty hammered. I've been fighting a cold this week. None of the COVID or the Ronies, so that's good, but just fighting that bad cold, which is no fun. So we're going to have a best of show this weekend. I wanted to rest my voice up just so I could get this out to you today. And it's been a little tough one, but it's been a while since I've had one of these and finally caught up with me. Probably burning the candle at both ends will do it for me. We've got a lot going on. And I wanted today to talk a little bit about the economy of what's going out there that I'm seeing in home improvement. Lowe's came out this morning with their earnings report that they were up. They're looking okay. Here's what we're seeing out there with builders, remodelers, construction companies, retailers. Across the country, there are hotspots. Could be in the area that you are. But overall, many businesses right now are feeling a crunch. It's kind of like the slow crash of 08, or it's a slow motion crash that we've seen going on out there. People are going into Lowe's, Home Depot. They're buying the bark, the mulch. They're buying the flowers, making their house look good. Are they doing big home improvement projects? Most are not. You are seeing people out there doing a lot of maintaining right now, keeping things going, kicking the can down the road. They're not doing big investments back in their house. So this is one of those things that's really making it a little more difficult for the retailers. So you're seeing, you know, that on the short term is good, but the contractors out there, many of the remodeling contractors are sweating it going, those big projects that we were doing last year aren't happening this year. So be really careful out there. There's a lot of people out there that have learned. There's a lot of people out there that tend to go out of business every 5 to 12 years. Those are the ones you got to be careful of. So make sure that you're hiring those contractors correctly. Make sure you're getting the good ones that have been around a while. So go back and listen to one of our episodes here of different. We've got a couple different episodes we've done recently that were on how to hire a contractor, all those things. It's more important now than ever because you want to make sure that you're not just kicking these guys down the curb just to be able to get in business for another week or two. And your project is paying for the last project to get finished and so forth. So it's like a big game of musical chairs. I want you to be careful with out there. There's a lot of great contractors, but right now they're under a lot of stress of reduced business, and they've been really downsizing a little bit due to these big projects. Now, like I said, there's some areas that are just rocking and rolling. There's a lot of areas that are not. So be really careful, guys, out there with what you. Next up, I want to talk about some of our recalls that we see out there. I find these at cpsc.gov/recalls. Not a lot of stuff on here now, but some of the stuff that we see that's interesting. We get into Delta gas ball valves recalled due to fire and burn hazard made by Masco Canada. So about 3,700 in U.S. and 18,500 sold in Canada. Igloo expands recall of 90 quart rolling coolers due to fingertip amputation and crushing hazards. About 1.2 million of those out there. Sandven Technology recalls Vivor cable railing kits due to entrapment hazard. Didn't sell many. There's only 800 of those. Now, the other one here that's a big one. Shark Ninja recalls 1.8 million foodie multifunction pressure cookers due to burn hazard. So you got to stop using those. There's about 1.8 million of those out there. 184,000 in Canada. So if you've got the Shark Ninja foodie multifunction pressure cooker, be very careful. That's a bad one. Kubota Tractor Corporation recalls RTV series utility vehicles due to crash hazard. And that's most of them here. Some of these are not shocking. Some blinds from Shine that were only about 545. Not many people went onto that fast fashion brand and bought home improvement products. And I don't blame them. And the rest of them really are a lot of different little small battery chargers and things like that. So we're not talking a lot of stuff right there. I think the only last one that I see here is Jonas C. recalls long-haul portable ATV fuel containers due to risk of injury or death from burn, fire, poisoning hazards. So pretty light on the recalls right now. Not too bad out there. To find out more information about those, head over to cpsc.gov/recalls. I'm going to keep this one short today, guys. I am losing my voice and I've got more to do today. Been trying to get the TV show wrapped up. We have got some changes to that coming up. We'll announce at a future date. And you'll see those announcements here, of course, and on aroundthehouseonline.com. But we got a great show coming up this weekend. I can't wait to show you that one. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm going to go rest up my voice, get back to some better health, see if I can do something here to get this back on track. You've been listening to Around the House. We'll see you on Saturday.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand. I know where to go.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.